We have touched on the topic before, but we have to come back to it because, like the song says, people keep on running through those red flags. And our resident sex and relationship expert, Rachel Cook, is here again to talk about them. Rachel, good morning.
Hi, Jen. How's it going?
Good. Red flags. Let's do it. Let's talk about this for a sec because there are several things, some serious and some, well, far less serious, that the people describe as a red flag. What would you define as a red flag?
Okay, so I'd probably say that red flags are warning signs that generally indicate unhealthy or maybe manipulative or controlling behavior. But now the term has come to basically mean, yeah, in some ways, anything that someone doesn't like. So I think that's kind of an unhealthy, unhelpful way to view red flags. It's more, sure, you know, the thing that we're looking for, signs that someone is not going to be a good match for you or that you don't want the same things and that, yeah.
Okay.
It means lots of things now.
Well, look, we had an email into jen@rte.ie. Let's have a look at it. It says, my husband and I think that my sister's husband is coercively controlling her. There are so many signs we've both noticed, not least how she has gone from a bubbly person and lots of fun to being quiet and joyless from what we see. There are a list of red flags, but too long to go into by this email. Can you give advice on how we can help? I don't think she'll admit to anything being wrong as I've tried broaching this subject with her before and she just blamed her changed attitude to work stress. So what can people do when they feel that someone close to them is a victim of coercive control? Let's talk about
that. Okay. So here we have some serious red flags. Yeah. Now, obviously, the term coercive control, it's worth looking up. It means quite a lot of different things. We're talking here about, you know, kind of it could be destructive jealousy. You know, it's lying, deceptive, secretive behavior, anger management issues, you know, that maybe make you feel unsafe. It can be that someone is being very, very possessive and wanting to know where you are at different times. Maybe they're wanting to be in contact with you, that they're needing a huge amount of reassurance. They might be very defensive, have very low self-esteem. You know, that when these things combine, you often will find that someone is kind of exerting coercive control over their partners, and it could be partner and it could be someone else in their life, other people in their life as well. So what can you do? One thing is to know the signs, you know, because this is actually abuse. This is abusive behavior.
Yeah.
And so no abuse looks or presents exactly the same. But realistically, you know, if your friend or, you know, your kind of family member, whoever it is, seems to be receiving a constant stream of messages and calls from their partner, if their behavior or mood changes, as this person has described, if they seem on edge, if it's really hard to get in touch with them, or if they talk about how their partner always blames them for arguments or situations, basically, if this person is acting noticeably different, then what the best thing you can do is to start conversations with them. You're going to have to create a safe space, you know, tell them that you're concerned, but that you won't judge them or force them to do anything. Don't preach at them. You know, if you start telling them what to do, like leave this person or he's awful for you, they're probably just going to withdraw from you, and then you won't have any hope of helping them. I think focusing on the unhealthy behaviors, saying something like, it seems like your partner wants to know where you are a lot of the time and is always texting and calling. How does that make you feel? You know, asking them questions like that can pinpoint the specific behavior and get that person to think about the impact on them. You know, I think you can offer support, but don't overstep your own boundaries, because if you're trying to kind of say to rescue them, that can become, you know, very, very time consuming, exhausting. And often it takes quite a lot of time for someone to really realize what's going on in that relationship and leave it. So you can also help them create a safety plan, ask them how they'd like to respond in moments of crisis. But really, you're going to have to be patient. It often takes quite a while.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. So apart from something as dangerous as coercive control, what are some red flags that your relationship is maybe not as healthy as it could be?
Yeah, so there's loads of things here. You know, this could be, you know, that you have a lot of unresolved arguments, maybe that your relationship is feeling very imbalanced, you know, that one of you is giving a lot more than the other and that doesn't feel kind of fair between you. Maybe it's that you're not bringing up issues in your relationship or with your partner or partners because you feel like it's not worth it or that you're not going to be listened to. It could be that you're not making quality time for each other, whether that's, you know, sex or just spending time together, just the two of you, or doing things that you enjoy, because all often, you know, especially if you live together or have kids, you might find that you just have very little to no quality time, and that can just really wear on your relationship over time. Then other things might be that you feel very resentful, or that you're abandoning and sacrificing your own life for the relationship, or it might be that, you know, there's kind of guilt tripping going on. So there's some sort of red flags that you basically are not feeling good in the relationship, which obviously each of these things on their own might be more to do with other aspects of your life. It doesn't necessarily mean that your relationship is going down the pan or that your partner is a terrible partner, but it's certainly things to be aware of.
And what about our own behaviour? I mean, what are the red flags that we could see in how we are coping with day-to-day life?
Yeah, so okay, we've got like feeling really exhausted, very burnt out. Maybe you've turned very cynical. You're feeling resentful. You're not wanting to face the day. It might be that you're crying a lot. Again, some people cry much more than others, and that can just be relieving stress. But if you find that you're crying a lot because you feel awful, there's probably something, you know, serious going on. Might be that you're feeling numb a lot of the time, or that you're using substances or unhelpful behaviors to try to cope, that you're having outbursts. Maybe that you're not talking to anyone about what's going on for you, or you're only speaking to one person, which might be your partner, and expecting them to be able to kind of bear the load of that. Could be that you're experiencing lots of anxiety and dread, that you recognize that you're engaging in lots of people pleasing and rescuing others, or could be that you're a workaholic. So they're just some signs that you're probably not coping very well or taking care of yourself.
Somebody just texted in, and I think they know the answer to this themselves, but it says, wanting to know where I am wants me to spend all of my time with her and demands to see my bank account balance. Is that coercive, Anonymous?
Yes. So with just that, those details, that does sound quite coercive. Yeah. But also we have to take these things on a case by case basis.
Sure.
You know, it is never a good idea to be, you know, demanding to see someone's kind of bank balance or their journal, or to, you know, look at their social media privately or their phone messages. However, if there has been, you know, a history of cheating in the past or of behavior that has led the other person to feel very unsafe, I'm not saying that asking to see the bank balance is justified, but, you know, or that it's healthy, but that it is understandable that when things have happened in a relationship, or maybe that person has a history of having awful things happen to them in relationships, which doesn't mean that it's the current partner's, you know, responsibility to try and fix that or heal that for the person, but it might mean that you have to take into account that most people have baggage, have had, you know, painful experiences in the past, and we're not perfect. So realistically, you need to talk about that, create boundaries, create kind of plans for how you can feel.
Yeah, if you don't like someone's behavior, you have to bring it up, because that's not going to change unless you bring it up, because they think you're okay with it. So, you know, you have to address it. Can we talk about red flags when it comes to dating profiles? I would say, now just going out on a limb here, if the fella has a headless torso, naked torso shot, that would be a red flag in the profile pic.
Depends on whether it's what is a red flag for. Because if you're looking to just, you know, go and have casual sex with someone who has a great body or a body that you're into, then go for it. But if what you are looking for is, you know, to start dating someone in the hopes of that turning into a longer term relationship, you know, we've got all the kind of like drugged tigers in the pictures, you know, or someone holding a baby and saying, not my baby. I would say if someone has no pictures or very blurry ones, that's probably going to be a red flag. Could be that they have quite a prejudiced bio, something that sounds kind of sexist or racist. That's, you know, absolute no-no. Might be that they haven't bothered to write anything about themselves. Now, obviously, it depends on the dating app. Some of them only give you a very small amount of space to write anything. But if someone hasn't even bothered to fill that in, probably not going to be for you. Another thing is when people say, particularly men, I've found, is that they're looking for no drama, or that they're looking for someone easygoing or someone who doesn't take themselves too seriously. Another one that I see a lot is good vibes only. That usually means that that person does not probably have the emotional bandwidth or emotional skill to deal with a longer term relationship. You know, another thing I found actually is when this seems to only happen with men, but it's where they list their height, but they follow it by saying, because apparently it matters. Now, that I find passive aggressive. Either just list your height and be done with it, because it does matter to some people, or don't bother because you don't believe that that should matter. But don't say, because apparently it matters. There's something, you know, kind of resentful and a bit weird about that, I find.
I think you're so right. What about signs that someone is trying too hard to impress and you're not meeting the real them? Any red flags to watch out for there?
Yeah, we've got a few. Okay, so I think this is again really common. You know, most of us are going to try and impress someone and put our best foot forward, you know, in the start of meeting them, the start of dating, you know, getting, especially when you're feeling attracted to someone, you know, of course you're going to want to look as good as possible to them. But if you're finding, let's say, that person only talks about themselves, or it might be the opposite extreme, that they only ask you questions about you and they don't tell you anything about themselves, you know, those are probably signs that this isn't feeling quite like balanced or isn't going to be a good match. It might be that they agree with everything that you say. It could be that you're getting very mixed signals from them. So there's a real kind of push-pull behavior and dynamic that emerges. There are some signs that they're probably trying very hard. Or, you know, it might also be that you just kind of get a gut feeling. Now, I think we have to be somewhat careful of gut feelings, mm-hmm. because sometimes it's more about experiences that we've had in the past that are kind of playing into the current situation. But often when you get an intuition that something is really off, again, you can either decide to just go, I'm out, or you can bring it up with the person. Talk to them.
Communicate. Rachel, thank you so much for that. There we go. That is Red Flags Boxed Off. Rachel Cook is a psychotherapist and mental health consultant who is on Instagram at Rachel Jane Cook. And if you have any topics you would like to cover in sex and relationship therapy every single Wednesday around this time, get in touch. Jen at rte.ie.